welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being. And we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, hello. There we are. We are live. Hi, hi, hi. Welcome, 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 welcome. So what we're going to talk about today is planning for 2022. If you haven't done that already, now's a really good time to be finishing the year strong. So we're not just giving up. We still have two whole months, basically, to hit those revenue goals for this year and hit whatever those goals are. Putting that program together, whatever it is, we still have the time, but we need to be looking forward. Otherwise, if we're just concentrating on finishing the year strong, we're going to then start the year probably on holidays with way too much food in our belly, needing a little bit of a detox from all of the, you know, food and drink that we can indulge in over the holiday period. And then it's going to take us a couple of weeks to get momentum. And by the time we know it, it's going to be February before we're even kind of thinking about things. And then, you know, it's going to be March before we lose something, and we've lost a couple of months. And so we want to be putting plans in place now. And so let's talk about what that actually looks like and what that process is. So what I think we need to do before we do any looking at numbers, any planning time off and holidays and launches and all of the things, we need to be coming back to what our goals are and setting those goals that are actually real goals. And what I find is that people will just pick a number and say, oh, I want a $100,000 business, or I want $10,000 a month, or I just want more freedom. And either way, we've got the $100,000 we're going for a target, but it has no meaning. We're not attached to that because it's just a number. Or we fully kind of swing the other way and we're going, like, the number's not important. I just want balance. I want this. I want that. And then we're not tracking it and we don't have any goalposts that are actual goalposts. And so we need kind of a combination of those things. We need some numbers, some metrics so that we can move towards them and we know when we've got there and we know how far from it is, and we can put numbers in place that back into achieving that. But we also need to know why, or we're not going to stick it out. We're not going to do the work. We're not going to care. And when things get hard, or when stuff comes up, or when the baby doesn't sleep, or when, you know, you get invited out to whatever, you'll say yes because you're not attached to achieving the thing, and so you will allow yourself to get distracted by other things. Now, if you're intentionally just choosing to do those things over the goals that you've set, totally fine. There's no one that is tying you to those goals except for you, but you will lose track of them. You will lose sight of them if you don't attach some emotion to it. And so, for example, if you're saying you want to earn $10,000 a month, then why? What is it that you are going to do with that? What does that allow you to do? Does that mean that you can put your kids in the private school that you want? Does it mean that you can then go and get your hair or your nails or your facial done every week because that's important to you? Does it then mean that you can get your daughter singing lessons because that's what she wants to do and you want to be able to provide that? Does it mean that you can then move to three days a week, or you can hire the cleaner, or you can go on the trip, or you can volunteer a day a week for that cause that you care about, or the, you know, like, what is that thing? Does it mean that you can buy your young sister a car, or your parents a, you know, you can pay for your parents' rent? Like, what actually is it that you want that money for? And get really super clear on that thing, because if you, that's the emotion, right? The money is a number. The money is great, but it's a tool. It's a tool for doing something. And so you don't just say, oh, like, I want a shovel, because you don't want the shovel. You want the shovel so you can dig the hole so you can grow your vegetables. So think about, why do you want that money, and not just tying it to a number, unless you're just playing a game, right? Unless you don't need the money, you don't want the money, you're just playing a game, which sometimes is really fun too, right? You're like, oh, I want to make $30,000 this month. And so this is like, I'm going to figure out this puzzle and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to like, tick, ta-da. And that's fun too, right? Is it just the thrill of the chase, the thrill of the playing the game? And that's a totally valid reason as well. No one can tell you what that should be. There are no rules around that. You get to choose, but we need to get present with that. What are our goals for 2022? Or are we readjusting our financial year goals based on being 6 months in, well, at the end of the year? So get clear on that. How much do you want to work? How much do you want to earn? What type of clients do you want to work with? What do you want to spend your days doing? What are the offers that you want to present? What do you need to tweak? Like, what is that? What does it look like? What does life look like? And so that you can change your calendar, you can change your activities that you're doing to meld into that, because we're not going to build our business to support the business, and we're not going to build our lives around that. We're going to build our business around the life that we want to live. And that doesn't mean that we don't do things we don't want to do sometimes. And that doesn't mean that you don't, you know, do head down, bum up for a certain period before you like get some air again. And there are phases in business and there are cycles, but the key is that it's cyclical. There is cycles. It's not always launching. You're not always striving. You are resting sometimes, you're coasting sometimes, you're sleeping sometimes, you're, you know, taking holidays sometimes, you're going really hard sometimes. And so what's that pattern that you actually want? Because you can have that in your business if you have the right systems, the right people, the right structures, but all of it starts with the offer. All of it starts by having the right offer. So what is that thing that's going to allow you that time and money freedom that you really want? And then we get to do the planning. So what I like to do is I like to map out, and this is what we did. We did a longer version of this session inside the Impact Business Network this week, planning, and where we actually, you get all of the templates and the tools. So if you're not aware of what the Impact Business Network is, it is our 12-month network membership, where every single week there is a call. Well, four weeks out of every month there is a call. So the occasional month that has 5 weeks, we don't have a call, but every other week we have one. There's an expert session, there's a marketing session, there is a well-being session, and there is a coaching session. And so in the strategy session this week was planning this out and looking at our month, our year, month by month by month. And so getting a calendar and having that all with the dates and seeing what is going to happen for every week for the 52 weeks of the year. Now, all this to be said that life's going to happen. You get to choose, you get to change it at any point, but we need to kind of set that intention. We need to set that marker on the mountain of like where you think that you're going. So once you have those dates in front of you, you can block out the weeks that are school holidays if you don't want to work them. You can block out the weeks of your cycle if you don't want to work them. You can block out the weeks that you want to go on holidays. You can block out the weeks where there's birthdays and anniversaries and, you know, all of the important life stuff. You block those out first, block out the time that you don't want to be working. And then with what is left, when are you going to, knowing what your goals are, how many clients do you need to work with then? Or how many launches do you need to have? Or how many, like, what is that kind of, what does that look like? So for us, I really, really scale back on school holidays. And so in between will be a launch every single term. There will be one launch. When are those weeks where you're prepping for launch? When are the weeks when you're actually launching? When are the weeks when you're resting after launch? And when are you onboarding clients? Or is that like you just want one client a week? What does it actually look like so that you can map that out really high level? And if you are launching or you're having a conference or you're doing, you know, events in your business, then you can put those on the calendar and then you can craft your content week by week around that as well. So for example, when we're launching, we have 3 weeks pre-launch where we will be inviting people to our event. And so the content has to all kind of point to the event being the next logical step or the thing that is going to help to get people deeper on the content that we have already provided. So that then will drive who I put on the show, when I accept podcast interview requests. You know, all of that can be guided by this high level week by week kind of plan when you can say, all right, totally out these weeks. Because I'm on holidays, this is when I'm launching, not going to work there. And you can really then be strategic about how you are using your time. From there, and that's going to drive your marketing efforts, right? Which is like the front facing. When can you be super available? When do you need to pre-record things? Like all of that. Again, it's probably going to change. But it's really, really helpful to see that because a year is actually shorter than we think. When we see those 12 months blocked out, we're like, oh, okay, it's actually pretty quick. And there's only four launch events in between there. So that's the first step. Once you have mapped that out, I like to color code mine. Again, inside the Impact Business Network, you will get all of those tools. Then we work to a 12-week plan. So we get out a plan. We have 3 goals for that 12 weeks. And we map out what are the goals. First, we write our big vision for our business or our life at the top, like 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever, the big vision. So that then the 3 goals that you're doing are the small steps that are going to lead you closer towards that big vision so that you're never saying yes to things that are not on that pathway. So it's really clear. And once you've mapped out then the 3 goals, you think about what is going to stop you from achieving those goals. What might get in your way? Maybe like the baby might be teething. Maybe you're moving house. Maybe a lockdown might occur. And so that might change plans for in-person events. What are the things that might derail you? And what are you going to do if those things happen? So that you already have those contingency plans in place to counteract any of that. And then from there, what are the actual steps that you need to take to achieve those goals? So goal number one, what are the 5 to 10 things that need to happen for you to achieve that? So for example, if you want to launch a new offer, you need to maybe do some research, you need to do your pricing, you need to do the marketing material, you need to put it on the website, you need to promote it. Like, what are the things that go on there that you actually need to do? And when are you going to do them? So, okay, you're going to do the research in week 1 and 2, you're going to do your pricing in week 3, you're going to do your marketing material week 4 of the 12 weeks. And so you're mapping that out, and you don't have to have 3 goals, but I wouldn't recommend having more than 3 goals in a 12-week period because you're going to be too distracted because you already have clients, you already have family, you already have all of the things that you're doing. So to add these things in is going to take you carving out time. And then if you have said that you're going to do research in weeks, sorry, I can't remember what week it was, then if you make sure, is that on your calendar? Like, is that actually on your calendar? Not just like on a to-do list, but is it on week, I think it was week one and two. Is it on weeks one and two on like a Monday and Wednesday afternoon for 3 hours so that you're actually going to get it done? Or is it just like a thought? So that's how I like to map out my planning. So then my whole day, my whole week is color-coded, but it really started from that initial vision of where are we going? What, how do I want to be spending my time? What does my actual year look like? That cadence of that, have I got enough rest periods in there? When am I going to be, you know, running? When am I going to be sleeping? When am I going to be coasting? When am I going to be all of those things? And then the 12-week plan. Okay, here's the things that I have to achieve to be where I want to be in 3 months' time and to see those results in my business in 3 months after that. Because it's what we put in our business today when we launch that new offer. We're not going to see the fruit of it for another 3 months once it's launched because we're going to have to promote it, get the clients on board, onboard them. And then once that happens, it's going to take that 3 months to actually see the fruit of it afterwards. So we need to be looking at 6 months, like what do we want our business to look like in 6 months? But then what are we doing in the next 3 months to put those things into place so that we can execute and actually roll it out in the 3 months after that and have those results in the 6 months time? So that's kind of how we need to be thinking about things. Oh, that's how, I shouldn't say that. That's how I like to be thinking about things. And I find it very calming and productive when I have the plan, and also then give myself the grace to ditch the plan or pivot the plan whenever we see fit, because that's the beauty of having your own business, right? You get to do that. So I really hope that was helpful. Carve some time out in the next couple of weeks to do this process, to go through these things. If you're interested in the Impact Business Network, we're opening the doors early December. And so let me know if you would like to, if you would like any more information about that, because it's such great value. You get so much inside this program, and I'm really passionate about connecting the people within it so that we can grow businesses together with each other. All right, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening if you're catching us stateside, and I will see you very soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.